Sacrifice is the offering of something of value to a higher purpose. It's giving up something to God as a form of worship. So what aspect of your life have you sacrificed? For example, it may be giving up your free time to help a neighbor, or giving up sweets for Lent, or maybe donating a car to charity. But making a sacrifice doesn't always involve something tangible. It's possible to sacrifice even the very way that we live. So in what way do you offer and sacrifice your daily life to the higher purpose of God? Well, the theme for this meditation from Romans chapter 12 is about sacrifice, really sacrificial living. Learning to give your life to God for all that He has done for you, letting your life be a living and holy sacrifice, and the kind He will find acceptable, for this is indeed the way to worship Him. So let's begin this time by slipping into this safe place of divine sanctuary. Just begin to rest your body and shutter your eyes. Relax your breathing and still your heart. Notice the Holy Spirit begin to mold and shape your life into a living sacrifice to God. Secure in this holy retreat, listen to and reply to this reading from Hebrews chapter 13. And as I lead us, answer, Heavenly Father, shape my life to be a living sacrifice. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. Remember to not neglect to do good. And Heavenly Father, shape my life to be a living sacrifice. Remember to contribute to the needy of the church as an expression of fellowship. And Heavenly Father, shape my life to be a living sacrifice. And do good and contribute to the needy, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. So Heavenly Father, please shape my life to be a living sacrifice. Spend a few more moments now just being aware. Bring your attention to the present moment. Become alert to how you can live your life as a gift to God. Take note of what the Holy Spirit is revealing to you. What aspect of your life can you offer to Him? Where is He guiding your mind? What can you surrender? Where do you spend most of your time and resources? Well, which of these can you devote more to God? Take note of how the Holy Spirit is leading your thoughts. Thank the Holy Spirit now for the awareness of what is yours that you can relinquish to Him. If your mind drifts, just softly whisper, Heavenly Father, shape my life to to be a living sacrifice. Now practice centering on your breathing. Just join me here to take a deep, full breath. And another. And one more, but hold it for a moment. Now as you breathe out, center on surrendering. And now a few times more. Now try counting back from five with each exhaled breath as you center on sacrificing. Just center on abandoning what is yours. As you exhale, feel how your body becomes more peaceful as you release each breath. Just sacrifice tension a bit more with each exhale. Now count back from five. Even as you center on your breathing, your mind may drift back to holding and keeping and saving what you think is yours. Well, thank God for those warnings, but then center back on the sacrifice as you breathe. But start back at 10 this time. I will give you a minute, but try counting back from 10 with each exhale. Thinking, Heavenly Father, shape my life to be a living sacrifice. And as you breathe, stay centered now on the guidance of the Spirit of God. Become deeply aware of what you're holding on to. What are you gripping? Let the sacrifice be at the center of your prideful thoughts, and let His divine guidance be what centers and brings surrender to your mind. Is your mind still wandering a bit back to self-control? Well, remember then to pause, breathe, blink your mind, and center back on living your life as a sacrifice worthy of God. I know this can be difficult, so I'll give you another minute to center your mind as you whisper your centering prayer. Heavenly Father, shape my life to be a living sacrifice. Continue on now as you listen to this passage. Listen for his message to you in these ancient words from Romans chapter 12, verse 1, and we'll begin in the New Living Translation. A living sacrifice to God. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Did any words resonate with you? Well, silently reflect on what you think God wanted you to hear and how the Holy Spirit wants to guide you. Listen once more. A living sacrifice to God. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Did any ideas seem more fresh or novel or new in this second reading? We'll allow this next minute to be a time to rest and center on where the Spirit of God is guiding you to sacrifice and surrender. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider reading in the New International Version. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. How can you apply this passage to your life? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing and be mindful of ways to live a sacrificial life to the glory of God. In this third reading, let the scripture softly resonate in a sacred time of deep connection beyond words, as you listen from the New International Reader's Version. Brothers and sisters, God has shown you His mercy, so I am asking you to offer up your bodies to Him while you're still alive. Your bodies are a holy sacrifice that is pleasing to God. When you offer your bodies to God, you are worshiping Him in the right way. Don't live the way the world lives. Let your way of thinking be completely changed. Then you will be able to test what God wants for you, and you will agree that what He wants is right. His plan is good and pleasing and perfect. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what do you desire most from God at this time? What do you need the most strength to sacrifice? I want to gift you with this next minute for that to be your contemplation. And if your mind drifts, just acknowledge it and then pause. Relax. Bring your attention back to your breath as you whisper, "Heavenly Father, shape my life to be a living sacrifice." With your eyes still closed and your mind at rest in a moment of imaginative contemplation, I want you to close your hands. Begin to grip them tight. What are you holding on to? Feel your knuckles turning white as you seize what you think is yours. Is it money? A relationship? Maybe even your time? Well, for this next minute, very slowly, release your fingers. Feel your grip lighten. Release what you hold. Surrender what you've been clutching. Sacrifice what you've been squeezing. And surrender to your becoming a living sacrifice to the glory of God. center once more on your breathing. And don't feel rushed, but when the time feels right, slowly begin to open your eyes. Slowly open your hands. And open your life. How do you feel different than when we started? Freer or still conflicted? Well, rest here a recipient of the Holy Spirit's guidance and be mindful of what in your life you can surrender to God. And also, how might God use you to help someone else live their life as a living sacrifice? Well, receive now the gift of this benediction to remember to give your bodies to God for all He has done for you. Let your life be a living and holy sacrifice that He will find acceptable. May you know the sacrifice of Christ, the steering of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the acceptance of God now and always. Amen.